Good morning, honorable members and everyone present in the meeting. Chair, it's 9 o'clock now. I'm handing over to you.
Thanks a lot, Ms. Kaka Doltando. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, honorable members, and good morning to the guests who are our invitees to the meeting. May we check if we're making a quorum for this meeting, Doltando?
Yes, Chair, we do form a quorum because we've got 5 members. There's myself, there's Honorable Gillian, there's Honorable Luthuli, there's Honorable Ndongeni, and there's Honorable Maleka. I think there's also Honorable Christians.
Oh, thanks, Amelia. May you fly the agenda?
All right, Chair. Sorry, Chair, you are muted. Sorry, Chair, you are on mute.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying today we have invited the provinces, that is the Eastern Cape, Free State, and the Western Cape Provincial Education Departments, to brief us on the impact and status of COVID-19 and lockdown on schooling. Some of the provinces, it's not only COVID-19 that affected them, but there was also the uprisings in July that also impacted on education. The Western Cape also had their own stint with violence and disturbances with the strikes and the taxi and buses clashes. So, you know, so we just want to check how far are we in, you know, and how much has this impacted on us, on our, you know, achievement in terms of our program of action as the department, as the departments in the provinces. Are there apologies? Okay, let's move forward. This is the agenda, honorable members. Any mover for adoption of the agenda?
Ndongeni moves for the adoption of the agenda.
Thanks, Honorable Ndongeni. Any seconder?
Literally seconds.
Literally seconds. Thanks, Emilio. Doltando, are they apologies?
The only apologies I have, Chair, is the apology from Honorable Gadi, the MEC for the Eastern Cape. He apologized that he won't be able to attend the meeting due to the fact that he would be attending an ex-co. Another apology I have is from Honorable Mahwe, the MEC for the Free State. He apologized that he won't be able to attend due to ill health. And the last apology I, or the another apology I have is from Honorable Skafa, the MEC for the Western Cape. She apologized that she won't be able to attend due to prior commitments. And another apology, Chair, is from DPE, the Minister, DM, and DG. They won't be able to join us today due to the fact that there is a joint meeting with the social development. So they will be attending that meeting, Chair. I think that's the only apologies I have. But DE has sent senior managers to represent the department in the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, here's the presentation, the apologies. This is so sad that we are going to have this meeting only with officials and the principals are not in the meeting. And we have received the apologies, so I want members to engage with these apologies and then advise me on a way forward. Over to you, honorable members.
Chairperson, I've raised my hand.
Honorable Maurentia Gillion. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, you know, this is, it's sad. It's a sad situation that MECs, when they are asked to come before this committee, it even happened last week, Chairperson, when we had a joint meeting on education. Because you are an MEC in a province and we are the National Council of Provinces. And MECs is part, we are part of provincial governments and they are also part of the National Council of Provinces. And it is disturbing, Chairperson, when we, as the select committee, wants to assist.
Recording in progress.
Listening to issues where we as a committee can assist them, that they are not available. Prior arrangements, the ex-co meeting, the other one is sick, that is something that is understandable. But I don't know why we are continuing with a meeting if we don't have the principals of that portfolio in the different provinces attending to this meeting. Because, Chairperson, there is issues that we need to clarify with the principals and not the department heads. So it is a very disturbing moment for me, Chairperson. We need to work together in these problems that our communities are faced with on the ground. And what a better way of working together when there is issues that is affecting our children in those three provinces, Chairperson. I don't know why we're continuing with the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Christians.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm going to leave my video off, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would have to agree with Honorable Gillian. How can we continue if the MECs, et cetera, who are actually the accounting officials, I mean, they must come and account to us. They must come and account about their provinces as well as to their provinces. And they are not available today to engage with us on such important matters. So I would also have to ask the question, how can we continue if the accounting officials are not here to account to us? Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Honorable Mazando Naslindile and Lutul.
Thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to everyone. I think my colleagues have said everything. I think I agree with them in everything that they are saying. We need these MECs to come and account. And this is the second meeting they are putting in apologies. So something needs to be done. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Honorable Lutuli. Honorable Ndongeni, how that is this? Xesha lakho.
Oh, xesha lam ngoku. Inkosi sihlalo. Salo nam ndiyavumelana nezinye members. Because last week, in fact, on Tuesday, we tried to call these MECs, but khange babe khona abanye babo. Eastern Cape ibikhona. But kengoku Eastern Cape iyandothusa ingabikho because biyazi ukuba sezaba nayo le meeting. So noko, andiyazi noba inoba mhlawumbi bafuna ude babizwe kanjani, and iWest, the department is not here. iWest, noba kukho eko, noba kukho ntoni, it can't be minister, no deputy minister, no DG. Oh, ay, noko, at least imani mabasihloniphe, as much banabo sibahloniphile. Noko siyacela. Mna andiboni ndiyanqinelana nala malungu. There's no need to basibe nayo le meeting. Because sizothetha ntoni. Nothing sizoyithetha. Sizothetha nee-officials. Xa besifuna ii-officials nje sibize ii-officials. So ndiyavumelana nabo. Enkosi sihlalo.
Chairperson, can I put the resolution to the table, please?
Honorable Gillian, yes.
Chairperson, my resolution is as follows. That this meeting be postponed and that this issue needs to be raised with the chairperson of the NCLP to make contact with the speaker of this legislature so that this issue can be taken up seriously. Because, Chair, we are being undermined as the Select Committee this morning by MECs, and that this committee don't take it very kindly, but we want the chairperson of the NCLP to immediately write a letter and correspond with the speaker of these different municipalities so that they can take it up on that side and come back to the chairperson, and the chairperson can report back to the chair of the select committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Are there further comments on this matter? None. Honourable members, the saddest thing about this is that there are costs to these meetings. But before I even get to that, I just want to check if who else is from the Eastern Cape in the meeting, from the department in the Eastern Cape, and all the provinces. Do they have their heads of department and or management in this meeting? Can we check that?
Thank you so much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Thembani Mthida. I'm the Deputy Director General for Institutional Operations Management in the province of the Eastern Cape. My head of department, Dr. Mbude, is also attending the same cabinet committee meeting that the Honorable MEC is attending. Thank you so much, Honorable Chair.
All right, thanks. Another province, that was the Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Chairperson and members. My name is Brent Walters. I'm the head of the department of the Western Cape Education Department. I am accompanied here by Mr. Archie Lewis, who is the DDG for the department, and also accompanied by Ms. Brona Hammond, who is the person in charge of communications for our department. Thank you, Chairperson.
The next province.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Advocate Malakwani. I'm the head of department of Free State Education Department. I am accompanied by the full entourage of the Free State. I haven't had the opportunity to look at the log to check whether my MEC has logged as yet, but I know that the senior management has logged in, and just now we received the login details. There are others that are still logging in, but I need to confirm, Chair, that you are present in this meeting.
Your MEC is your MEC in the meeting?
Chair, I can't control the participation log on your side. Maybe they could, or if it's logged in, I would prefer that the MEC speaks.
Dr. Tando, didn't we get an apology from the MEC?
Yes, Chair, I did get an apology from the MEC.
But now the DG says the MEC should be in the meeting, could be in the meeting. So we must look for the MEC on the gadget. But anyway, honorable members, it's clear that we are meeting alone as the committee, as the Select Committee on Education and Technology, Sports, Arts and Culture.
Sorry, Chair.
And yes,
there's a hand, Dr. Mbude.
Yes, Chair.
Dr. Mbude.
Hey, good morning, Chair. Good morning, committee members. I am the HOD Education in the Eastern Cape Department of Education. I just wanted to confirm my attendance. Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome, Ma'am Bud. It's clear that our invitees did not respond positively to our invitation. They've known about this.
Can we get an indication if the Department of Basic Education got the representation in the meeting from the minister's national department?
Okay, that's the question. Who's from the national department?
Chairperson, my name is Paul Setlabelo. I'm the acting chief of staff in the Department of Basic Education, the minister's office.
And who else is with you?
Good morning, Chair. I am Riwan Mahada from the office of the DG. We are part of the meeting, and we should have Dr. Stolle also, who should be part of the meeting. I see he's in the platform. Our understanding was that maybe the meeting is for the provinces, as the MECs should have been part. And that is why from our side, we delegated the senior managers to be part of the meeting, Chair. Like indicated, we've got apologies that there is a DSD meeting on ECD function shift that also requires our principals to be in that meeting. Thank you, Chairperson.
So we are not very happy with the absence of the political heads, the principals who are supposed to be in this meeting, and they are not. And that if we were told on time that they were not going to make it, we'll have called this meeting off. Now you know what this means, because there are finances involved here. This is clear, wasteful, and fruitless expenditure. And I agree with Honorable.
Tando, did we lost the chairperson?
It seems we lost chairperson.
Okay, Tando, can members? While the chairperson, we know the chairperson is an area we always struggle with his network. Technology is not very fair to him this morning. So members, allow me just to ask members' input then on my proposal. I think we've got the chairperson back, Tando. Is he back? Chair, are you back?
I don't know what happened. This thing is... Okay. Yeah, no, I'm back again. I'm just saying that this is a clear, we're entering into a clear, wasteful and fruitless expenditure. And this matter need to be elevated again to the leader of government business. And with these words of disappointment, we are adjourning this meeting. This meeting is adjourned.
Chair, before you adjourn, can I made a proposal. Is there a second on that proposal that it be taken up with the chairperson to take it further up with the speakers of the legislature?
Yeah, I guess I've made that ruling as the chair that is what needs to be done, unless if there are members who feel differently. There was a suggestion, and I've made my closing remarks on this matter. If there's anyone who has an objection to us elevating this matter to higher, so that we can have fruitful meetings, our children are not at school in some areas because of COVID and the vandalism in schools. During the lockdown, and of course, including even the violence. And if people that we're trying to talk to so that we can find solutions jointly are not prepared to meet with us, so the impression it creates is that they have got better things to do than look at the impact of COVID on the curricula and generally, teaching and learning. It means their interests are somewhere else, they're focusing somewhere else. I'll understand the minister's involvement with the ECD. This is part of what we said they need to do as a committee to finalize the transfer of ECD from social development to basic education, which is a milestone. But all of them being then the DG, really, I'll say that that is the way to go, unless if there's any objection. Is there any seconda to elevation of this matter to the offices that I've referred to?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Yes, I would like.
Oh, Slindy Leltoud. I can't hear you. Is it my phone or yours? Honorable Gillian, are you able to hear me?
I can hear you, Chair. What I made out of Member Letuli's input is that she seconded the proposal. I think she just lost the signal again. But I could hear that she seconded the proposal.
Yes, that's what I said. Thank you. I don't know what happened to my network after that.
Okay, thanks a lot. Honourable members, on that note of disappointment, let's call the meeting off. And let me thank those who are in this meeting and those who took the trouble, even though their principals are not here to be here. Thank you and pass the message. This meeting is adjourned.
Sorry, Chair.
And then we have the reports.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got two reports to adopt. May you fly them?
It's two reports and two sets of minutes, Chair.
Yeah, which one do we start? Let's start with the report. The first report will be which one? Just fly the first one.
Chair, so can you relieve others?
Yeah, saying that those from the department who want to leave, they can. I've already thanked them, and so that we can continue with the committee business.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Can you see the report, honourable members?
Not really.
No.
Oh.
I think you must just open it.
Just open it. KZ and Gauteng violence. We have had this report for quite some time, and members had had enough time to go through the reports. If you can open it.
Is it open now, Chair?
No, not as yet.
Oh.
That's why I'm so quiet.
No, and it's tying.
Maybe it's in the MTA.
We are on our own, living the technologies abandoning us. Yeah, okay. There is the report. Am I audible, Noltando?
Yes, Chair.
Yes. Honorable members, here's our report. The report of the Select Committee on Education and Technology, Sports, Arts and Culture on the joint oversight visit with the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education to KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng Provincial Education Departments, dated 24 August 2021. This report was circulated. Let's check page one, if there are comments. Page one, page two, slide two, page two, yes. Go on. Three, next page. Next page, three, that's three. Page four, page five. Let's go to six. Let's go to seven, recommendations. And eight. Page nine, page 10, page 11. Responses 13. Golden Steps 13, 14. Baba Singh, 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18, Holy Sata Brahma. Next page, 19. And page 20. The next page, 22. Page 23, Eden Park. Next page. And the next page. Next page. No, but that is, yeah. Let's go. In case there's something that members wants to. Yeah, thanks a lot. Members, there's the our report of experiences, what we experienced in KZN and Gauteng in visiting the schools. We were with this report for quite some time. I just want to check if there's anyone who wants to comment. There's none. May I move for who's any mover for adoption of this report as a reflection of what we of our oversight visit to these two provinces? Any mover?
Bacha moves, Chair.
And Honorable Lutuli, oh, Honorable Bacha moves. Any seconder?
To the seconds.
Who is seconding?
Lutuli.
Oh, yeah, Honorable Mazandona seconds. This report is duly adopted by the committee, and we know the process that is going to take from here. Another report? Another item?
Do we have another one, Chair?
Nando, help us, dear.
We also have minutes.
Yes.
Vote 37. What is again doing that?
The budget 37 report, vote 37 report. Let's go, Noltando. Taking part of strategic plans. Move on, next page. That's our mandate, there's the committee and the department, our assessment. Program There you go, members. Filling of vacancies. Yeah, let's move on. Yeah, this is the report on our engagement on the department's annual performance plan and the budget. That's vote 37. So after every engagement with the department, you know, we write reports. This is the report, honorable members. Any mover for adoption of this report?
Dongeni moves for the adoption of the report.
Dongeni moves. Any seconder?
Malika second.
Malika second. There's no objection. Is there any objection? No objection. So it's agreed to. Can we have a first? How many minutes do we have? Is it two sets of minutes?
Yes, it's two sets, Chair.
Yep, let's fly the first set of minutes. Minutes of the meeting of Wednesday, the 2nd of June, page 1, that's the minutes, members, for refreshing your memories. That's page 1. Page 2. The next page. The next page. That's it. Honorable members, that's the minutes. Any mover for adoption of this minutes?
Member Gillian moves, Chair.
Honorable Gillian moves. Any seconder? Don't get any seconds. Thank you very much. Let's move to the last 12 minutes. Minutes of the 3rd of August, page 1 or page 2, I mean to say, yeah, that's the attendance. Next page, let's page 1. That's page. That was the briefings. Yes, let's go on. The last page.
Yes, Chair, this is the last page.
Yes. Honourable members, that's the last page. The conclusions. Any mover for adoption of this minute?
Christians move, Chairperson.
Honourable Christians move. Any seconder? Don't get any second. Is there any other item on that another time? Noltando.
No, there's nothing, Chair.
Yeah, in the absence of any other matter. We'll have to write the letters to as requested by the committee in this in our meeting earlier and raise our concerns and worries that if we have meetings and people are to cancel or rather, they need to tell us on time so that you know we can save whatever little resources that are still there for future use. Thank you very much, honorable members, and this meeting is adjourned. Bye, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks, Chairperson. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Recording stopped.
Bye.